89.3 The Current. It's Thursday morning. It's time for the Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News is here to tell us what's going on for the weekend. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning. You need to stock up on your sleep for this weekend. That's my recommendation if you want to get stuff going on and into the next week.
There's no time to sleep this weekend. Like, literally, you have to stay up for
exactly.
all the events.
Exactly. And so here's what I'm talking about. First off, Gospel of Loving Kindness is a This is a new play by Marcus Gardley. It's at Pillsbury House Theater in Minneapolis. Talk about timely. It's about a story about two black mothers and their sons whose lives are shattered by gun violence. And so it's the idea of dealing with, you know, the good son, the son who's gone astray, the parents of both trying to figure out what happened.
Sure.
And just really very deep, heart-wrenching. It's got, one review said, it's a roller coaster of emotions from unequivocal joy to heart-wrenching sorrow and everything in between. And it's got this sort of it's basically an urgent appeal to end gun violence and a prayer for forgiveness, dignity, and hope. So that's what they're saying about it. That's the Gospel of Loving Kindness. That's at Pillsbury House Theater through the June 28th, basically.
Okay.
But great cast, great local setup, and it's at Pillsbury House Theater. All right, so then I have this sweet little thing that's just sort of, you know, it's not like your big arts event, but it's just a sweet little thing that Kairos Dance is this local dance company that works a lot with elders and youth to get them moving. And is talking, and they're really into the sort of the health benefits, psychological, physical, of dancing and movement. And so they have these things called community dance halls. And so one's coming up on Monday at the Wilder Community Center for Aging. And there's another one coming up on Tuesday. And these are both in the middle of the day, Minneapolis American Indian Center. And they're basically saying, come on over, let's all dance together. And so it's people of all ages intermingling and dancing on the dance floor. And it's just the sweetest thing. I just look at it and my heart goes, oh.
It is.
I mean, just the idea of having all these people dancing and fun dances together and smiling.
In a way to really bridge the generation gap. I mean, everybody enjoys dancing. The one thing that I think of when I think of, you know, young people maybe dancing with their grandparents at a wedding or something.
Yeah.
And you see everybody doing the polka together.
Exactly.
And it really is a heartwarming thing. So that could be a great thing to participate in.
Yeah, absolutely. So you got two opportunities to do that in the coming week on Monday and Tuesday. Then finally, okay, the big elephant in the room, Northern Spark.
This is stay this, up all night.
Yes, you have to save up. So you can, because it starts at 9 o'clock and it runs until 5:26 in the morning because it's timed with sunrise. And there are so many great events going on in Minneapolis overnight. The whole idea is that it's a nuit blanche. So it's like a white night. You stay up all night. It's like one of the shortest nights of the year, so it shouldn't be as hard. And then the city is transformed into this cultural landscape. You'll see video projections. You'll see theater. There'll be opera. There'll be dance, visual art, all sorts of things you can do. Printmaking. A Cloud Cult is part of the opening act for the party launch.
Wow.
Starts at like 8:30 with Mayor Betsy Hodges. And that's they're going to be having so much going on. There's a disco roller printing party at MCAD, Minneapolis College of Art and Design, where you can come roller skate to the sounds of the 1970s while you experiment with printmaking techniques.
Okay, because those things all go together. One of these things is not like the other two. That's really interesting.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine how you could use your roller skates as printmaking devices, like rolling the ink.
Now,
somehow.
See, you're thinking outside the box.
Yeah,
well, I don't know.
I live outside the box.
I practically failed printmaking in college on steady ground, so I don't know how I would do.
Then there's also We Are Great. This is hilarious. They have these opportunities around the city to tackle modesty on stage with a stranger. Tell each other why you're great and why the Twin Cities are great. Free popsicles for those who accept the challenge.
Oh, funny.
So that's going on at the Mill City Museum train shed. There's Marketopia. A pedestrian mall between the Guthrie Theater and Spoon River. It becomes a flea market. Part hands-on microeconomics lesson, part flea market from another planet, part financial counseling session. And then Write Fight 3. Write Fight is a single elimination tournament pitting writers against one another on typewriters. And it's all based on Moby Dick or The Whale from Melville's epic. So it's just going to be fun. Bringing out the competitive spirit amongst writers, I think it's going to be fun.
I can't believe Northern Spark is already this weekend.
And it's already
crazy.
5 years old. It's
been
going on for five years now.
So I would sleep Friday. if yes. you can. And so this would kick off Saturday evening and go all night into Sunday.
Correct. Okay. It starts at Saturday evening at 9 o'clock, or there'll be some, you know, pre-event gatherings starting around 8:30 or so. Okay. And then it runs until dawn,
yeah.
sunrise
wow.
on Sunday.
Well, we're going to have information about Northern Spark and the other activities and the shows for this weekend that you've mentioned, Marianne. We'll put those at thecurrent.org. All right, Northern Spark, get your rest now because you got to save yourself for this weekend.
Take a nap.
Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News. She stops by The Current's morning show on Thursdays to tell us what's going on for the weekend for the Arts Roundup. As always, thank you, Marianne.
Always a pleasure.
89.3 The Current.